Owen in the blooper reel.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gays. This is season 4, episode 17. Thank you, Ferris. I'm Aubrey. I am your GM. I use she, her pronouns. I'm going to also serve to my players to introduce who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get into announcements and what happened last time.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature, and being a thought.
Hi, everyone. My name is C. I use they, them pronouns, and tonight I am playing the captain, who uses they, he, she pronouns.
So, anybody have any last announcements before I throw it over to Tick, talk about what happened last time?
Give us the recap, Tick.
Yes. So, last time on the Gaze in the Goblets and the Gods, actually. Goblets, Gaze, and Gods is our new title, actually. But last time on Goblets, Gods, and Gaze, the battle against the Sealed continued to rage on as we fought the massive fucking red dragon. They were very stubborn and very dedicated to beating the shit out of us, but quite frankly, we were better at beating the shit out of them. That's all it comes down to. Tamsin turned into a giant... Was it a black dragon? I think for acid damage. Again. Yes. Okay, a giant black dragon that wasn't as big as the Vestil dragon, but sizes and everything, so it's fine. I'm pretty sure Astraea kept up her wonderful music, and Dumisa kept hammering away at this massive dragon. Kratos grew some wings and joined the aerial fight as the cool aerial squad with wings can do some finger guns. And honestly, as the battle continued to rage, as we all fought for our very bitterness, we finally managed to break down Vasil's draconic form, reducing them to just a tiefling state. And they were not happy about that, because the sky itself began to dim as they began to summon all of the power from the sun. And I think we're in danger.
Yep, causing an eclipse.
A total eclipse of the heart.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
But yes, so that is where we ended things. And before we figure out what exactly is going to happen next, we're going to jump for just a moment to a very familiar pirate ship. So, Captain, you have you've been docked near Cressa for a little bit at this point. And about an hour ago, you started to see this flying ship in the distance, and just a little bit after that, a massive, massive red dragon came swooping from the clouds. You watched as it attacked this flying ship, latching onto it and burning the ship. The ship is ablaze, and the ship is quickly descending towards the sea in almost a controlled descent, as if somebody is using the winds and air to sort of buff it so it is not just a spiral. That everybody on this ship probably could be fine when they hit the water, but it's going to be very wet.
I think the captain on the deck of the Green Lady, we can see them with their arms crossed across their chest, hair kind of billowing in the wind as the sky had started to go a little bit dark. As this ship is coming down, they lean over to Salty and ask, are we going to get there in time? Or do we need to speed things up?
Salty is very much just like, I've given her all I've got. You only have so much with the winds.
Then let me give us a little bit more. And the captain steps up to the prow of the ship, pulls in one deep inhale, and breathes out low and slow. And I think the winds start to pick up and start to push the Green Lady as fast and as far out into the ocean toward where this ship is inevitably going to land.
Yeah. And you watch that this group fighting with the dragon. And as it gets closer and closer and closer, you recognize... You actually probably see Mero and Dumisa first. They are currently flying around the ship. Mero has some nice butterfly wings, and Dumisa has a very interesting set of bat wings. And there's also what appears to be a large black dragon on this ship as well. It appears to be helping the group. You see a... Rosie is medium sized currently, right?
Yes, but she has she's got very beautiful pink crystal wings now that kind of look like a stained glass underneath.
Yeah. So as this is, I am going to put the captain in the initiative. If you want to roll that for me, roll the d20 and add your perception.
Understood. I will roll. I believe that is a 23 total, or a, excuse me, a 33.
33? Okay. Joanna actually just went, so it's going to be the captain's turn.
Incredible. I think then in that case, from where the airship is coming down and around, anyone on the ship can now see the classically dark sails of the Green Lady, the pirate ship that the captain frequents. And you can see behind the pirate ship, the storm clouds rolling in from behind these dark clouds starting to form behind the ship, pushing it forward, pushing it toward you, as I think the winds come up to meet the ship as it's falling again to try to give it a little bit more lift so it doesn't crash right out into the ocean, as the first little tiny specks of rain are starting to come down, as I am just going to precast Lightning Storm, which has a range of 120 feet, so it'll be coming with us for quite a while here, which is going to make a lightning storm coming down around us. And that, I think, is just going to be the start, that this storm is starting to roll in from off, just off the starboard side of this falling airship, as the Green Lady is coming up to meet the rest of the party in this fight against the Sun God.
At this, Joanna, who has no idea who this is just going to say exasperated, and now we have fucking pirates.
Oh, no, it's on our side, don't worry!
Pirates?
Astraea, I believe it's your turn.
I know my fucking ship anywhere. It's not my ship, but like the person who owns the ship is mine. So I know by default. So lingering comp is still on. I took track of how long I have left with it. And the answer is about two. Technically, this is the third round. Then afterwards, it's one more round. And then I have to recast. So, I'm a think ahead. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move a bit to be beside Sigrun, and I will then cast Fly on her. So that way, because it looks like we're approaching the water.
Yes.
And I had not cast it prior because she flew off. So that's what's going to happen. And that should take up my entire round.
Yeah, one action to move up, two actions to cast.
We should technically be like this, where we're like like beside each other, but like we're gonna be flying, for clarification.
You're flying on Rosalite.
Yes. So that way it just doesn't look like we're stepping on this wing or anything, and so that way Sigrun can also fly, which her wings once again are made out of like metal, like gold specifically. They probably like cramp up at first, like trying to just open, but they do. They get there, and it's like heavy. This is not a silent wingspan like at all. You know what I mean? This is a lot, but it's probably like. It's probably so fucking cool. Oh, and for C, Sigrun is actually a pink crystal golem that Astraea kind of fixed to turn it into basically. Think if you've ever seen what a God of War Valkyrie looks like, think that, but also Angewomon from Digimon.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And she's also large, by the way. So it's a giant, like, Valkyrie, essentially, made out of pink crystals and gold.
Mero, it's your turn.
Oh god, oh fuck, I forgot about that part. Well, I'm very happy the captain's here. And I'm very sad I can't flank the sealed. So I'm going to see what I can do. I'm actually not that bad on health right now. Let's try doing something a bit more melee. So I'm going to fly behind them for my first action. Just teleports behind you. So, goodbye, Marshall's aura. And I'm going to try Stunning Strike Flurry of Blows with my cool gauntlet. That's a 45 to hit.
45 hits doesn't crit.
Yeah, let me roll the second one really quickly. 'm gonna use a hero point really quickly. I know I only have one, but that's a really bad roll. Actually, should I? I think I should just take the L, because I don't think it's gonna crit fail. That's like a 33.
33 won't crit fail.
Yeah, I'll take
it. But it'll miss.
Yeah, I'll take the miss. I don't want to waste a hero point. So I hit him once. They gotta make me a fortitude save, I think it is.
39.
Fuck! That's not good. They still take a lot of damage. They take 31 points of damage.
I'm always a fan of going crit fishing.
Knowing me, I'm gonna get a crit fail. I'm gonna fish for a crit fail is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, it's fine. You can do it.
What side are you on? The last time I listened to you, I crit failed with a nat 1. So of course I'm gonna do it because I'm curious.
Oh no. Don't do it, Tick. Don't do it.
Just lie, Tick. Just lie.
That's like another 33, unfortunately.
33. Okay, man, it's not gonna mess. Hit.
Yeah. I was tempted to lie and be like, oh my god, I got it. I can't do that.
Okay. So yes, we are back to the top of the round. This is round 5 for those keeping count at home. It is Vasild's turn. Vasild has drawn the power from the sun, causing the eclipse, which has now been blocked out by the storms. but that doesn't matter too much as you watch as these sort of clawed hands, the first attack is going to go in at you, Joanna. You notice that, like, their hands are not claws. They have, like, essentially almost gloves, like Marrow has.
Are they a monk?
Possibly.
Because you're talking about multiple tendril arms. That's shadow stands, isn't it? Or
Well, they're not multiple tendrils. They just look like they have, like, claw gloves on.
Oh, no.
That's a natural 20.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Damn.
I mean, we wanted two to hit.
Oh.
What the hell?
I mean, we wanted a god versus god fight. We're technically getting it.
Yeah, I already used my scale mail, like, I think earlier in the fight.
Yeah,
I just have to take that.
The last episode. The captain watching this is just shrimp turning around like, no.
Right, listen, y'all don't know what I can do yet.
That's true. We technically have the power of two gods on our side. Mm.
Three, if Tethler does their
and
job.
As the sealed's claws just strike into your arm, Joanna, you find yourself enfeebled one until healed with the medicine skill.
Huh. Wait. I think it's something I have to do on my turn. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And you are going to take 101 damage.
What?
All right, let me scroll. 101. Okay. Won't even let me do 101 damage. I'm path builder. I'm up.
Still up? Okay, good.
Yeah. What did he hit me with? Or sorry, what did they hit me with?
They hit you with a combination of magical piercing and fire damage.
Oh, just like a straight up, like, punched. They just punched Joanna.
Like, yeah, essentially is like stabbed these claws and just raked down your arm. Because the card was called Bicep Hit.
Ow. Joanna spits blood. Capron.
And they are going to turn around and essentially just backhand you, Amaro.
Oh, no.
And that is going to be.
Don't say it.
It's not under 20 on the dice. But it's a 44.
That's not a crit, but it'll hit. That is dangerously close to crit territory. I don't like it.
Or 62 damage.
Oh, Jesus. It's okay. I'm fine. I have temp HP too. That's now gone.
I think the dragon was less dangerous. Like, by a lot.
The dragon's rolls weren't great. They're doing better this week. And for their last action, they are going to look over at Groon, and they're going to cast Power Word Blind. And because Groon is 14th level, they are only dazzled for 1 minute. And
there is no save.
There is no save on Power Word Blind.
Damn.
Y'all, are we okay? Are we okay? We're fine.
Just put a flesh wound.
We're fine. No one's dead yet.
Amson, it is your turn.
Oof. So I was gonna get into melee, but I think that after that turn, that would be a bad idea. So I think you see this black dragon, like, open up its wings as if it's going to start swooping over towards this god, and then pause, and with, like, a horrifying set of cracks, it's like bones break and it shapes and shrinks back into the form of Tamsin. And Jeremy scuttles over from where he was hiding. So I have my chair again. And I would like to... So they're wearing these gauntlets. Do they have anything else on?
clothes.
Okay, but like they're not like holding any other weapons
not
or anything.
Along, no, they don't. I'd like to seduce the god.
Okay, I would like to start by vibe checking them, please. Oof, that's a shitty roll. I'm gonna use my hero point. Okay. Arcana, right?
Mm-hmm. God themselves or the weapons?
Oh, I think the sealed themselves.
Cool.
Okay, that is a 45.
45, so you can ask two questions.
Okay, is their lowest save still reflex?
Yes.
Okay. And so I got the thing. Do I see the bracelets that I like vibe checked about last time?
Those appear to be attached to whatever weapons that they're wielding right now.
Okay, cool. Then the other question I will ask is, do they have any weaknesses now, please?
No, they do not. They're still immune to fire, paralyzing, and sleep.
I was so hoping that now that they were just a god instead of a dragon, they'd be weak to ice. Not that I have any ice spells, but it's a nice thought.
Not that any of us have any ice spells.
Unless they have one weakness. Their weakness is getting their ass kicked by everyone around them.
So true.
Okay, then in that spirit, I am going to attempt to cast grease on their little gauntlets. So please make me either a acrobatics check or a reflex save.
Acrobatics is a slightly better. That is a 45.
Yikes, okay, that crit succeeded. So.
Yeah, they're rolling with a plus 31 for their acrobatics.
Okay, and that's only slightly better than their reflex, so I feel bad about that. Yeah, so you see Tamsin, like, cast out their hand, and just, like, a bunch of, like, goopy grease sort of covers Vasile's hands, and then ineffectually just greases and plops right off.
Yeah, and it's doing it, just, like, ignites both of the hands, and the grease just goes up in flames.
Great.
It gets polished.
Yeah, they're very shiny now.
Good, all the better for when we do steal them.
Yeah, of course.
That is my turn.
Mm-hmm. And it is Sigrun's turn. What did you want Sigrun to do? I do not remember what we were doing last time.
Well, before it was a dragon, so Sigrun was climbing and constantly necrotically bursting, which doesn't do much, unfortunately, because it was like a fortitude save.
Yeah.
And I still think fortitude saves, is they're going to be fine with it, honestly. So, one second, I'm just trying to pull up Sigrun's stuff. I completely forgot to do it beforehand. I don't think Sigrun can do much besides attack a bunch of times, but would she be able to grapple?
Yes, she would be able to at least try to attempt it.
Yeah, I definitely like one of those attacks to be like an attempt at grappling the god. Just to like keep them in place, or straight up, if we somehow pull it off, we just like hold on, because it might be kind of fun to just, I don't know, drop them if we can attempt that. But I high key don't think so.
Now, in the spirit of transparency, and because Vasile did crit on my grease, I am going to point out that if you cast the spell on a worn object, the wearer gains a plus two circumstance bonus to
to be grappled. Okay, what about being shoved?
It doesn't say shove, so shove could work, and you could attempt to move them.
That might be preferable. I wonder if we can shove them off the boat. See if the bitch can fly, you know? So shove instead, since it's specifically grapple that I cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
Or, sorry, that Sigrun cannot do.
Shove. An athletics first targeted fortitude DC.
It's still so fucking fortitude!
Yep. And who was rolling for Sigrun? Was it me or you?
You were rolling.
Cool. Yeah, we'll start off with their first action to be that. That is unfortunately not going to be enough. They need to get, essentially, an 18, 19, or a 20.
Oh, you're right. Okay, then we'll attack once and then fly back. Mm. Like, back Sounds as good. In towards Tamsin's area. Because I'm like, I just thought of something for the march, and I think it would be really funny if she just started spending her turns flying at mock speed and just able to body check them. You know, like, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, let's do it. They attacked. They missed. It was not a critical miss. Something happens, and then they'll spend their last action flying back towards Tamsin.
Yeah. As long as she's also within my radius, I'm happy. Because then she gets the bonuses as well. Yep. But, next time, this girl's getting body checked, I hope.
Yep. Groon, it is now your turn.
Everyone's too close. All of the things that I was thinking about doing.
It's okay, just obliterate me, it's fine. Please don't, that was a joke.
I'm like, if you need a turn to stall, Joanna did just take 101 damage.
He is coughing blood right in front of you, but you can't see that because you are dazzled, unfortunately.
But Groon saw that before she was dazzled.
Before the dazzled. You saw the massive hit before you were dazzled.
Yeah, Groon is also within a touch of you, technically, so it's it's not even that. You're coughing. They can just generally touch your knee and you're done, you know? You're healthy.
Okay, so yeah, let's forget about revenge for a second and heal the ally. Sure, why not? Not often I get to get revenge on the god that harmed me. Let's do a fourth level heal on Joanna, and I do still have to do the DC 5. You know what? Fourth level? Yeah, I'll save that for later. Yeah, and I guess I will cast Shield as my last action. Sorry.
Unfortunately, you're just you're a little too dazzled and you cannot find Joanna as you're reaching around.
Good, it's all good, it's fine, just don't get hurt.
Alright, and now we're to Kratos, and Kratos is going to do one action to attack with his sword. And he is going to hit. Where are those d12s? Watch as the sword bites in. The fire itself does absolutely nothing. But you do see damage from the sword, and you'll also see, like before with the dragon, whenever you do cut Vasil and Vasil starts to bleed, their blood is sort of this very magma-like, almost like one would see the surface of the sun. Okay. And Dumisa, it is now your turn as you watch just Kratos do one hit, two hit shield.
Pretty. Yeah, they're very close. Okay, I was gonna be like, oh no, how far away are they now? But no, they're super close. Even if we're not on the same plane, they're still really close to me. Okay, so I think there's nothing
hot.
That's cool. Other than having a moment to be like, is that the captain coming in on a storm? I think Shishi is going to scream a little terrifying howl just to try it. And we're going to try to intimidate a god for the 18th time. I'm sure it'll work this time. Probably won't, but that's okay. Time to do math.
Math!
Math! a 40.
40 is just one short.
Are you kidding me?
Damn. Wait, with my plus one? And Vasile has a minus one because they're frightened permanently with me.
Do I get a plus one from you? Because it's a skill.
It's just an intimidation check, not an attack.
Oh, it's an intimidation check. Okay, yeah. No, my bad. I misunderstood it as an attack.
No, this was to try to make my attack easier, but no luck. Okay. Then it's going to be attack time, so I will make the first attack. That is a natural 19 on the die, so if this doesn't hit, I'm going to cry, actually. I'm pretty sure it's going to be 46.
46 is going to hit.
47.
47 is going to hit, still not a crit.
That's okay. It's a hit.
I like a 51 to crit.
Yeah, you probably do. Okay, so that's going to be... Oh yeah, I have all this more dice now. Hold on. As usual, please hold the mouse.
I love watching Vasile get trapped in the Doom corner, but it doesn't affect them at all that they're in the Doom corner.
Do you remember what we did to Ikhtar? The kill
we
circle?
Fucking bullied them.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. Okay, for C, for you, just because we're holding for Ferris to do the rolling, what we did to the sea, like the original god of the sea, is that we put him in a kill circle above and all around flanking, and we just curb stomp this fucker to death.
Incredible.
38.
He kicked the sword away. Joanna picked up the
damage.
Sword.
Yeah, I picked up the
we
sword.
Disarmed them. Yeah, it was so funny. It was very unfair. Negative.
I took 100 points of getting punched in the head damage to pick up that sword for you, Joanna.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
That is all it.
Okay. And that'll bring us to Joanna. Your turn.
Okay. First things first, I'm going to use this now because it's too much of a hindrance. I'm going to use my fighter feat Determination to get rid of the enfeebled condition. So I can get rid of one condition or spell effect per day. Then I'm going to cast Mirror Image, which Joanna, like, image becomes blurry, then suddenly, like, there is copies of her basically circling around the sealed, like, moving between Joanna, Mero, and Demisa, and Kratos. So there's just, like, three more copies of her all flanking them, which means if they try to hit me, they have to roll two and may hit one of the copies. And then, because I still have my hasted thing from my feet earlier for four more rounds, I'm going to attack. That is 30, 45, 6, 40, 46.
46 is going to hit.
Ooh, good damage for 27 slashing damage.
Okay.
And that's Joanna's turn. She's not moving.
All right, and then we'll find ourselves back to the captain.
Beautiful. From the prow of the Green Lady, the captain steps up onto, like, that carved, beautiful, like, image of a siren that is right at the top of the ship as the other one is coming down, 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 down. And that rolling thundercloud, that storm behind them, begins to grow, like, bigger and bigger and bigger as the wind picks up and the captain just steps off the front of the ship, their hair, like, whipping out behind them. And I need, how do you pronounce this god's name?
Vasile.
I need Vasile to make me a reflex save.
And that is going to be a 39.
Damn, they do save.
So they will take half damage.
They will take half damage as I am going to cast Frigid Flurry at 7th level. So the captain, right before they step off the prow of the Green Lady, that inhale that they had taken turns cold as these like white veins almost like come up the side of their neck and up into their eyes. And as they breathe out, all of the rain turns into like jagged shards of ice as the wind hurtles forward up onto the ship, and this spell actually moves me 120 feet, so I would like to bring myself all the way up here, right on the other side of a sealed, as I will roll really quick for damage. That's just so many dice.
That's a lot of dice!
Yeah, no, that's 96 plus 96, so whatever number that just was.
69! 69, baby! The captain is back in town!
Technically, it's 70 because you get a plus one for
it's
me.
True. But they will take half 70. Of that damage.
Yep, they'll take half of that. 70 points as the ice goes through everyone else. All around you, and the captain like comes up, flies up, and lands down on the other side of the ship. And I'm so sorry, I meant to say this earlier. That was a quickened spell.
Cool. You still have two more actions.
Yep. And the captain like lands on the other side of the boat next to Kratos. I think standing like right on the edge of the railing, they touch down like super gently, and they look at Vasild and they go, "Why don't you pick on someone your own size?" And I would like to cast Chain Lightning. So I would like another reflex save, pretty please.
And that is going to be 46.
Okay, that does save.
Is but that, I believe you will 10 above your DC?
That is 10 above the DC.
All right, then that is a critical success.
Okay.
Damage.
Okay, understood. I think just then the lightning just like comes off, perhaps just to get their attention then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sounds the captain good. Is there.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Astraea, it is your turn.
I use my free action to blow the captain a kiss. Because why fair. Not?
Good, yeah. Good use of free action.
And then I will use one action to cast True Target at 7th level. I'm going to give it to Dumisa, Joanna, Mero, and... Is it... Damn. I'm so
your captain. Wow.
Damn. One of them's going to be offended at the end.
To be fair, the captain's a spellcaster, so I don't think that they'd use this.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably wouldn't be the best use on the captain, so I will put it on Kratos. And basically, to reiterate what it does, the four people that I have designated, you can roll for your first attack twice and then choose the better result. And the attacker also ignores circumstance penalties and flat checks. My designated creature is obviously Vasild, even though I just blew a kiss to the captain. I feel like that as a visual reference, that might have been confusing.
Sure. You just blew a kiss while also flipping Vasild off to, like, you know, clarify.
How many actions was that?
That was one action.
Okay.
Yeah, true target is a one action cast. And then I will just Shadow Blast at 6th level. So I need a basic reflex save.
And that is going to be 39.
You save, but not critically. I'm going to use cold damage. And what happens is Astraea's strumming her lute, and then kind of like she'll change tempo very briefly, so it's sort of like each singular pull of the string gets very emphasized, and every time she does that, it's like a little orb of energy kind of floats around her until there's maybe like I want to say like four is better. Four orbs. And then they just fire a laser, sort of like the four like anchors to point a very big laser. And that is what the blast looks like. I'm using it as a line, so that way I can just zero in on the sealed while I hit him. And it'll be like 6d8 damage, so 1 second. Shit! I rolled quite high. I rolled like 37.
Pretty good.
Yeah, let me half that for you. Do we round up or down? Sorry.
Round up.
For 19 points of cold damage.
Okay. Anything else for your turn?
No, that should be everything. And right. Next round, I believe I have to reapply my stuff.
Yeah, I believe so. Okay, and now we are to Marrow's turn.
Let's fuck them up! I will say, I feel like the captain's giant gust of frigid wind just give a little bit of like a thematic like boost under Marrow's wings, so it looks more like they're gliding compared to like flapping their wings really hard. You know, the winds have picked up, it's very cool, it's epic. I'm gonna try punching really hard with a stunning strike flurry of blows. Ye old reliable. So the first one won't hit. Barely. That's like a 38, which gives me depression. No, 39.
Which gives 39 me depression. 39 won't hit.
Okay, but the second one also won't hit. That's fine.
Third?
Aubrey, don't tempt me. It's at a minus 8. I don't think it'll work. But I want to tempt it. I'm going to tempt it.
Did you do the two rolls, though?
Yeah, I did do a flurry of blows, and they did both miss.
But I'm like, but and your first attack was with, like, advantage, quote-unquote.
Right, and apply the advantage.
Try that. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
Okay, shit, let me roll the first attack real quick. Thank fuck. I forgot about the advantage. So with Astrea's boost, that's a 47.
47 will hit, not a crit.
Okay, I'll take it. Roll me a fortitude save, even though I think you're going to pull it off just fine.
Yeah, it's a 39.
Well, you do take 29 points of damage, which is great from those first two. And that's my first action. I'm tempted to crit fish, but I know I shouldn't.
Crit fish.
You know what? I'm going to do it. You've taunted me one too many times. That's a nat 20.
Hey.
You taunted me one too many times. Okay, let's see if this will hit.
In total, how much is that going to be?
Yeah, that's the thing, because I'm at like a minus 8. Mm-hmm. So that just straight up, I think that's just a regular hit. That's
think that might be, yeah, just a regular hit. Like, what's the total number?
Let me do math. So that's minus 8. Yeah, it's a 40.
a 40 is literally, his AC is 42.
I'm so pissed.
Because it is a 20, it is still a hit.
I hate you. I hate this economy. I needed a crit. I just hit him barely. Well, that's more damage. It's more 27 points of damage. And I did take a bit of damage. I'm going to use my last focus point to heal again, because quite frankly, I don't want to get crit to death. Mm-hmm. I can see that happening. So let me just heal 48 damage real quick.
Okay.
What do you have? Okay. They keep hitting me really hard, but I keep regenerating just as fast, and they're like, why aren't they going down? Okay, and those are my three actions.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we're back to the top. Round 6. You watch as the sky darkens even more. And Vasil starts to glow a little bit as Vasil becomes permanently hastened. Permanently. Four actions a turn. And you watch as they sort of pulled a hand up and they pull it down in a jerking motion, and they are going to cast Flame Strike centered on themselves.
Oh no.
Oh no. Good thing I healed.
Everyone in, essentially everyone who is directly right next to Vasield, including Groon. Astraea, you just barely miss being in this, needs to make a DC 40 basic reflex save.
Fuck. Aubrey, are we allowed to use more than one hero point at once?
Sure.
Please. I rolled a nat 1.
If people are using hero points, never mind. I'd rather save the focus point then.
I rolled a nat 1. I used a hero point. I rolled another nat 1. I'm using my last hero point. I don't want to live. If I get a third nat 1, I'm just quitting this game.
It's a reflex?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Motherfucker!
Is that a...
It's an exactly a crit fail.
Oh.
It's a 30. I got a nat 1, and nat 1, then a 4.
Why don't you just lie?
I've been lying enough already. I decided I wanted to not lie once.
We have a plus 1 to saving throw still from Astraea, correct?
Only if it's against fear effects.
Only fear.
I'm afraid. Does that count? Hold on,
No. I got one other thing I can use actually instead then.
Because I thought you had something else in addition that was also a plus 1 against saving.
I didn't play that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm not using counter performance. I'm gonna cast Word of Revision on Tick then. Because Meryl critically failed a saving throw. Basically what happens is I look at Meryl and go, try again, and I snap my fingers and and you glow pink and you feel your body trying again.
Do I get my hero points back or do I just get one more roll?
You get one more roll.
You get one more roll. Yeah.
Okay. And thanks, for the record,
and if you somehow got another critical fail, you would only get a failure. That's how this works.
I got exactly a 40. Got 14 plus 20s. Jesus fuck, that was the worst experience of my life.
So, anyone who failed the roll will take 75 fire damage.
Did anyone fail?
Yeah. I succeeded. Yes.
I'm going to use Glimpse of Redemption then on the captain.
Oh my god, you're an angel.
Trying to be.
What is that?
Sure, the captain can be fine, but everybody else is still going to have to take it.
That's okay. I do want Vasil to have a nice image of... they have to have a regret of some kind, and I would like that to be brought to the forefront of their brain and heightened. Whatever it was they regretted, it's now worse.
Cool. And seeing this, they are going to turn towards you and essentially try to harm you.
Well, that's the rest of the damage. I'm so sorry.
It was 75 for anybody who failed. Half that. Demisa, does a 49 hit you?
Yeah, totally. Would you like to know it's a crit too? Because it is.
That's rude.
But
I wish I didn't know that.
It's a crit plus some, as a matter of fact. It's like an easy crit. You got 13 over. No, you get more than that because I'm raging. So you have like the easiest crit right now.
For the 49?
Yeah, my armor class is 35 right now because I'm raging.
Good lord.
So this card is called Brained. You are stunned 1.
That's it?
And you will be taking 84 damage.
Nothing.
And then it is going to come in with one more attack.
Do it.
With a just a nice even 40.
Yeah, that hits.
For another 43 damage.
Please, Monsieur, leave us alone.
43 or 40?
43.
Remember, you got the bonus from the friendship gloves.
That's gone. That's long gone. That's long gone.
Okay. No,
that was gone a while ago. Like, that was gone 3 hits ago.
Power of friendship helped you a little bit.
It did. It did.
And that is Vasile's turn.
Vasile, stop having turns, please.
And Tamsin, it is now your turn.
Woof. Okay. So I think that seeing how beat up everyone is getting, Tamsin is not panicking, but is starting to panic. And just reverts back to sort of the first thing that they learned. So you can see like a small orb of light, almost like a will-o'-the-wisp, rise above their head, and then another and another and another. And I'm just gonna go ahead and cast a level 7 magic missile. So that auto hits.
Roll for damage.
Yeah. Holy shit. What does Tamsin lead with? A magic missile and a threat.
So that, for my level 7 spell, is 26 points of damage at the shield.
Oh. There were so many ones turn. On those d4s. That was so sad.
It seems correct. But that's my turn.
Hi. And it's Sigrun's turn.
I want the inexorable march, so she's gonna stride up to her speed and essentially push this fucker back. But you know, I believe it's also a hit too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a strike move type of thing. So yeah, launch. Launch, my girl.
And that is unfortunately not going to hit at a 39.
Oh, come on.
Oh wait, no, that is going to hit because I'm not. This doesn't calculate Inspire Courage into that, so it will hit.
Oh, thank God.
This is like, wait, nope, yep, that's gonna hit. So for 29 damage, and just it's gotta make that save.
It's a fort save, yeah.
Yeah. And they succeed. All right, and Sigrun has one more action.
Fly back.
To just fly back. Let's do it again.
Yeah, literally, that's how we're gonna do. I'm literally gonna play this like how they make these bosses in fucking God of War. Fly in, fly out, fly in, fly out. Yeah. This is the best thing we can do so far.
How I fought Valkyries in God of War 2018 without that fucking spear.
Fly in, fly out.
I've only fought one Valkyrie because I was like, I just want to see if I could do it. And the answer is yes, I can. But like, with so much cheesing.
Mm-hmm. So, Grun, it is now your turn.
All right. At least this one's easy. Oh, there is one thing I gotta check though. Huh, that is interesting. Okay, selective energy does not require actually seeing the people that you're refusing to heal, which is kind of important right now. So I will cast a 3-action heal at the 7th level, specifically not healing our resident Lich and Vasield.
And Sigrun.
And Sigrun. But I think they are far enough away. I think it's, what, 30 feet? They are both far enough away that they
I can't tell.
Yeah, Grun can't see time. Shit.
So Grun is like, I'm not going to heal these three people because I know they're in the area. I don't want to heal them.
Yeah, it's a good strategy.
And that is not nearly as much healing as I would like, but that is 45 to everyone.
Hell yeah, that's double my health.
That is exactly how much I'm missing.
Definitely nothing close to what I'm missing, but that's okay. We're almost back to 100 HP.
I've just been like damage healing myself, like back and forth, like a rubber band.
One of the Joanna images and Tumisa fist bump.
Yeah.
And that will be it.
Cool. And that will bring us to Kratos' turn. And I was trying to verify something I have for Kratos' sheet real quick. So you watch as Kratos like runs hand along one of these magical tattoos that he has and is going to cast Organ Sight.
Organ Sight?
Mm-hmm.
I know what this spell does.
Yep.
Get him in the spleen.
Yep, and he can deal, if he hits with a strike or spell, he does 4d6 precision, extra precision damage.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought his like torso was going to open up and like an eyeball would spawn out of his organ.
No, he's not a stray.
Like the future devil from Chainsaw Man. I was like, wait, hold on, stop, please.
And so that is two actions to do that. And is going to use that last action to strike for a nat 20.
Oh, thank you,
Let's
brother.
Go.
Let's go.
The card that Kratos pulls is called Surprise Opening, and his crit effect gains one more action he can use for the end of the turn. To use an attack action for 62 damage as
Very
gets
nice.
Him right through the spleen.
No, not my spleen.
Dumisa, it is your turn.
Yup. Dumisa is going to appropriately spit out a bunch of blood. And take just look of sealed and roll her neck and say, that's the best you've got. As blue ghostly energy kind of starts pulsing out of her body and kind of use Cantorian and Rejuvenation to heal. Wow, I rolled really bad for that. So that's a whole 10 more points. Whoops. And then I'm going to attack.
You have your first attack you could have advantage on, so you roll
it's,
twice and take the higher.
It's advantage anyway. Yep, that's true.
Yep.
Which is great. Because that's gonna... So 46.
46? 46 hits?
Got it, mate. Okay, and now I'm gonna add all these numbers together. One moment. 37 and 5 is corrosive, and 7 is rage. Negative. It's negative from rage.
Okay.
That's it, because I recently learned that Cantorian Rejuvenation is two actions.
Okay. Joanna, it is your turn.
Ooh. I want to check something. My mirror images, they last 1 minute. Okay. I think Joanna is going to spend first action to recharge their spell strike, second and third action to spell strike, as Joanna's grip on this giant sword that belonged to a god they already killed starts shining with a prismatic color of red lights, as I'm going to cast Chromatic Ray at level 6 with spell strike.
Yeah.
All right. Thank God for that advantage. Ooh, that is... I don't think that's going to crit. I really want to crit, but... Forty-seven
is not going to crit.
Okay, but still.
You do have advantage on that, so you
that
can
was
roll.
With the advantage.
Okay, double checking.
Yeah, I rolled a 6 on my first one. So let me give you sword damage. So that's 24 slashing, and then Chromatic Ray. Let's see what the dice want. Sword turns violet as I guess it distorts time. So they are slowed for 1 minute.
They're back down to their normal 3 actions.
And they need to succeed at a will save or be teleported 120 feet.
To the nearest open space.
Which I'm is guessing the middle 43 of the succeeds.
Ocean. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. So they don't get teleported, but they are slowed, so yeah.
Back down to 3 actions.
And because Joanna is still hasted for striking, I'm just going to attack one more time. Be 31.
31?
Yeah.
To hit?
Yeah.
That is a critical miss.
Fuck. My hubris.
This is including the Astraea plus one, yeah?
32.
Still a critical miss.
Yeah. I knew it was somewhere around that row. I was like, maybe.
This card is called Everything to Fear. Uh-oh. And you are now frightened 3. And...
yeah, it's fine. It's fine. The worries of being a mother surrounded by people that you care as family, except for your pirate.
That's no offense, my favorite part. The pirate.
Joanna doesn't know this. There's no time to talk about this.
I yell, "The pirate's my
the pirate's my lover."
That could be anything.
I am in a homosexual relationship with the pirate.
The pirate that is relatively adjacent in front of you is my bitch, but like in great. Love-wise.
now we'll go to therapy next, okay?
No. Was there anything else for your turn, or is that it?
That was my turn, yeah.
Cool, and we're back to the captain.
Excellent. I forgot to do this last time, but just at the top of my turn, since Lightning Storm is active, I do need Seal to make another basic reflex save, just generally speaking.
And that is a low roll for a 36.
A 36 just saves.
So they'll take half.
I hate these. Okay, so I will roll damage real quick. Just 4d12. Don't worry about it too much. So that's 33 lightning damage total as a lightning strike comes down and strikes Vasil just right through. Right through everything. But it'll be half damage from that 33. And now for my actual turn, the captain, facing down this other god, this old god, their eye that is not covered by the eye patch begins to glow as this power rises up within them, almost the feeling you get right before lightning strikes, and they reach out, turn their head, and I need a basic fortitude save, pretty please.
It had to happen at some point. Finally rolled a one.
Oh, thank God.
Yes!
For a 31.
Yes.
Let's go. That does not save. And I would like to heighten this up to 7th level Spirit Blast, which is
yes!
going to be
go, let's go.
18d6.
Let's go.
Kill the d6s.
And I need actually 2 more d6 on top of that because it only rolled the 16. So give me 2d6 as well, please, chat. That didn't do anything.
Slash R 2d6. Yeah. Yay. Yeah,
oh. Gotcha. Okay, so that is 58 points of
116.
Let's see, what kind of
it doubles and I need to pull
Vasil, yeah, I got this. Vasil 30 seconds later.
Actually,
I don't think I got
triple
this.
Triple the damage and the target is stunned 1. It's called Devastating Strike.
Holy
take,
shit!
Take your number, multiply it by 3.
Oh my god, okay. I need a calculator for this.
Yeah,
give me 1 second.
We quite often need to break those out.
That was,
okay,
was like what? That's how I rolled 200 damage on Revenus last time, right?
Oh
yeah, that's
god.
Literally exactly how I did it.
Well, I think that's 174.
With the strength plus 1?
Yeah, plus 1.
177 points of damage as this spirit blast, like their godly spirit, like their domain, like flares out. The exact opposite, really, of the sun, the storm, clouds, the water, the tides do not bend the knee to the sun. They love the moon, but they do not bend their knee to the sun. And the captain stands there after this, like, attack goes out and blasts through Feslid and says, I said pick on someone your own size. And I am going to not move back, but I am going to whistle for the ocean, the water to start to rise up and up and up as I am going to start calling the Leviathans from the ocean to rise up out of the ocean to fight with us now.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
And that'll bring us to Astraea.
One.
Azield is still standing.
Yes. But one. I have only one focus point left, which means I cannot harmonize. Like, I can, but it will only last one more turn. So, here's my offer. Inspire Courage seems like the thing that we need the most right now, because that is how you get your extra damage and your, into hits. So what I can do is for one turn, so the next round up until it ends on my turn, I can also inspire heroics to up that bonus to at least 2, and if I crit succeed, 3. Okay? It'll only last for one whole round, though. And then afterwards, I have to keep using a turn to keep inspired courage up. I can't dual wield anymore because I'm out of focus points. Okay? So that's just so everybody knows what the plan is. Yeah? Alright, so Dirge of Doom drops, and I think you hear that, like you hear it drop too. And so Vasild's no longer frightened one. And then, Inspired Courage kind of continues, but it gets, the tempo increases, it gets stronger, as if in anticipation for the Leviathans that will hopefully come. Call me Hans Zimmerman at this point. Like, that's how what we're going for in terms of music-wise. And I have to make so it's one action to keep Inspire Courage up. It's a free action, but a focus point to use my focus spell Inspire Heroics, which I have to make a performance check. The DC is usually a very hard DC of a level equal to that of the highest level target in my composition. We're all level 14, so it's that. But you can assign a different DC based on the circumstances. But yeah, But it's a performance roll I'm doing for.
It'll be a 39.
That's my DC?
Yes, your DC to hit will be 39.
Well, how does a 49 sound?
49 sounds great.
Yeah, sorry. Like I was surprised that I got the exact number that I needed.
Sometimes it just happens.
It does just happen. I'm a little baffled. But that means for one whole round, everybody, you get a +3 to your attacks, to your damage, and to saves against fear effects.
Is this a circumstance or status bonus?
It is a status bonus.
Fantastic.
And you said +3?
It's +3 because I critically succeeded.
I thought I heard excellent.
Yeah. Was there anything else for your turn?
Yeah, that was just one turn. One round, 1 second. Action. Fuck. And I missed it, the circle. Sorry, I just wanted to get the circle back up for me. So I have 2 actions left. Doomy, how are you looking on hit points? Just barely under half. I'm just gonna save my reaction for you. This is all I'm gonna say. Because I really want to try and hit the guy. The guy as in Vasealed. This fucker.
Guy, gender neutral.
Yeah, guy, gender neutral. Like, guy as in this fucking guy. I meant to say this fucking guy. And then I decided the one time I'm gonna be PG-13. It's gonna come out.
For once.
God damn it. Can't have anything nice in this house. Anyways, I really want to telekinetic projectile.
Okay.
As my 2 actions. And I really want to flavor text this as I'm targeting the bracelets to make Vasealed punch themselves in the face. Okay. Yeah. Like, obviously, I'm not doing whatever extra damage Vasealed does. It's whatever my damage is. But, like, that is the flavor text of it.
Sounds good. Make that roll.
Gonna hero point that. That's really bad. Eat shit. Eat shit. Eat shit. Nat 20.
Okay.
Let's fucking go.
Eat shit. I make this bitch punch themselves in the face as their, like, gauntlet or bracelet glows a bright pink, and then they just start bashing themselves in the face. And Astrea's totally, like, controlling it from, like, her side. So she's, like, shadow boxing herself very nicely.
Is it a free action to laugh at Vasealed?
Sure.
I laugh at Vasealed. This is funny.
So that's 76 plus 6 doubled.
And this one's called Light Blast. The target is dazzled until the end of its next turn. And then do that double damage.
They punch themselves in the eye!
Pretty much.
I give them a black eye with themselves. Oh! And that's also +3, right? Extra damage. Eat shit. That would be 76 points of magical bashing to the face from themselves.
Anything else?
That should be it.
Okay, Mero, it is now your turn.
Thank you for the ASMR. I'm going to punch, as usual. Is the advantage, like, the roll twice thing still up?
No.
Yeah, I think it was just on your first attack.
Yeah, it's up until it comes back my round, but you have a +3 to your attack and your damage.
I just wanted to make sure in case I, like, fuck up, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you do get another hero point back now, so.
Yeah. Thank you, hero point, for existing. That is a nat 20, so that's like a fucking 50.
Another one? This is awesome.
I got 2 nat 1s and 2 nat 20s this game so far, and I think I deserve it.
We have a lot of nat 20s like this episode, which is not usual for us.
So
very unusual.
I should have said this is a stunning strike, flurry of blows, but that's just like given at this point. This is my bread and butter. Let me roll the second attack really quickly as well, just because it's calculated all at once.
Yeah, the card is Bicep Boon. Target is enfeebled 1 until healed. Let me toss these on.
Corvus Sealed. Yeah, that's not gonna hit. I got one good hit, but that's gonna be like a 33-ish.
33 is not gonna hit, so roll for that damage.
I'll roll for that crit real quick. That's 68. That's 71 because it's not including Estrella's. I was like, is there any way I can get this to 69? I was like, wait, I can get this to 71.
you do that damage.
Okay, and I don't want to make another attack because I already got one crit, and I know this probably isn't going to work, but can I try using a spell? I have a cantrip.
Yeah, what spell?
Poison Puff. I have two cantrips.
Sure,
and this is one of them.
It's Fortif.
Let me check. It is a fortitude save, and I'm pretty sure you're going to crit succeed, but I think it would be funny to do anyways.
49.
Yeah, never mind. That's still fucking happening. That's a crit success very easily. My DC's like 31. So I guess it's like a puff of poison. Some like bugs have like poison on their wings. I guess it's like a puff of poison that comes off of that, and Vasile's like, it just burns up around Vasile's like aura. The vibes are just like, no. And I was like, I punched you really. Wait, can we flavor it that like I did the poison puff first and it burns up and feels like you're gonna have to try harder than that? And I just fucking dex them the face.
Yeah, sure. Let's
fantastic. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. I just dex them. I was like, how's that? That is my turn.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna be back to the top of the round for just one moment. I'm gonna set something up and then we're gonna end this episode. So
terrifying.
The seal does look over at you, Captain. They've got this metallic blood dripping from their mouth, and just then fine, I will. And they snap their fingers, and they just sort of draw this line of sickly green light as they cast Disintegrate.
Oh no!
Oh no! And that is where we're gonna end the episode.
Oh god, I have stuff for this. Don't worry.
I'm worried.
I have stuff for this.
Just try it, bitch.
I think we all have reactions. We're all prepared for this.
I'm not.
Well, that is something that we will get to next week, though. So, Tick, take us out.
Alright, thank you everyone for listening to the wonderful episode of Goblins and Gays. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter at Goblins and Gays. We have all sorts of amazing content. Support us on Patreon, check out all of our various streaming services. See, shill yourself.
Me? Oh my god. Hi everyone, my name is C. I use them pronouns. You can find me making very trans, very gay art on the internet at PieSharpArt. If you liked what I did here tonight, you're going to like what I do in other places. You can always find me over on Transplanar RPG on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Depending on when this comes out, we will be doing lots of stuff. Our first campaign will have wrapped up, but you can also find all of our content up on podcast form, as well as live streaming on Twitch, so just check out what we're doing at any given time. It was an absolute pleasure to be the captain today, who uses they, he, she pronouns, and is, in fact, the god of the sea. Thank you so much for having me. Wow, that rhymes. And I'm so excited to be back next week.
I just got the fucking pun. God of the sea. Sea. Anyways, get the fuck out. Fuck you, Craig. I'm done.
Yep. Okay.
These patron deity is just themselves.
God dang it.
Well, everybody, we will take a 10-minute break. Get water, get food, use the bathroom. We'll meet back.
Have an existential crisis.
Yeah, figure out what happens next.
Scream! I can't wait.
Please don't get disintegrated. Please.
Oh boy, that would suck, wouldn't it?
Hey everybody, Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gays is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice, and we know how much we all love those Mathrox. So
If you need some new math rocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code, Goblets, for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings and things like that, little spell casting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Be gay.
Roll Dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.